Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. The Catholic Church is often accused of being anti-woman. It is often accused of being anti-science. Is it possible then that there was once a woman who practiced science and the Catholic faith? Maria Agnesi was born this week on May the 16th, 1718, in Milan, in Italy. Maria's father recognised her as a child prodigy and made sure her daughter received an education from some of the finest tutors. She could speak both Italian and French by the age of 5, and by the age of 13 she was able to speak Greek, Hebrew, French, Spanish and Latin. When Maria's mother died, Maria took it upon herself, as Maria was the firstborn, to educate her brothers. No easy task, because her father remarried and Maria became the eldest of 21 children. In support of her teaching, Maria developed a 2-volume text, which became the publication that made her famous. It took over 10 years for this work to be published, but it remains the first surviving work of mathematics to be written by a woman. This text, a work over 2 volumes, presented over 1,000 pages of elementary and advanced mathematics. The first volume focused on arithmetic, algebra, trigonometry, analytical geometry, and calculus. The second volume focused on more advanced topics like infinite series and differential equations. In 1750, upon the illness of her father, she was appointed by Pope Benedict XIV to the chair of mathematics and natural philosophy and physics at the University of Bologna. This made Maria the first woman to be appointed professor at a university. After the death of her father in 1752, she carried out a long-cherished purpose by giving herself to the study of theology and especially the fathers of the church, and devoted herself to the poor, homeless and sick. After holding for some years the office of directress of the hospice run by the Blue Nuns at Milan, she herself joined the sisterhood, and in this austere order ended her days. She died on the 9th of January, 1799, although the circumstances of her death are unknown. Today, Maria Agnesi is remembered as one of the greatest woman scholars and the very first female mathematician of modern times. A lunar crater and an asteroid are named in her honour. Curiously, there is a mathematical curve called the Witch of Agnesi, but that's another story. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.